This cabal is real. You sensing this? I played you the lady from the NGO, the corporations, the Dodgers and them playing along. The media chimes in. The pressure comes from everywhere. And what makes it worse is when you get really dumb people carrying guns and badges, or people in the intel community who don't carry guns and badges typically. When those people sign on and kiss the ass of the cabal, then we've got a problem. Because then when you fight back against the cabal, pushing all this woke stuff, it's not just LGBTQ stuff, it's CRT stuff, it's speech suppression, censorship, the taking away of your right to defend yourself. It's pushing this wokeism on corporate America. These companies get scared when regulatory bodies, law enforcement, and the intel community join on. They've all been corrupted too, folks. You're never going to see a bigger example right now. And if the show sounds a little bit down today, I promise you I'm long on America. Here's the problem with the cabal to get to part two of this. The problem with the cabal outside of what they're up to is they have the tools and the technology now that they didn't have 50 years ago to do devastating things to us. Between the ability to censor us on social media, it didn't exist. The ability to tailor AI to their interests. Folks, we're in trouble if we don't turn this around quick. I'm going to show you what I mean in a second. They have powerful tools to divide us. And I think they're doing it from the inside. I've been warning you about this. All of this DeSantis, Trump stuff and all this stuff happening. Folks, I'm telling you, the left, there's a small chunk of this. A lot of it's genuine. A lot of them, they just don't like each other. There's a small chunk of this. I'm convinced the left is feeding this fire. I always bring receipts. I'll show you what I mean in a second. Folks, they have the tools now to divide us. Now, a lot of terms get thrown around loosely, especially amongst people on both sides. And we got to acknowledge that. One of the terms that gets thrown around, I think, way too loosely, especially someone who's been inside of the government and recognizes when it's happening, and who ironically went to school for this very same thing, psychology, many years. A lot of times you hear the term, oh, it's a PSYOP. It's a PSYOP. It's overused. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes you are being subjected to a psychological manipulation operation. Oh, come on. That sounds like, yeah, it's a conspiracy theory. Really? You ain't gonna listen to me. Listen to some lefties. These are lefties. These are well-funded, smart people. They work in universities. They work in censorship groups. They work for NGOs trying to crush conservative speech if they speak out against the woke agenda at corporations. These are the people pressuring Anthony Bass, the Toronto Blue Jays pitcher, to record the hostage video. This is very real. The lefties know we're really passionate about Trump and DeSantis and conservatism. They are dying to break us apart. A lot of the stuff you're hearing now on the debt ceiling is probably the same thing. It's a crap deal. I'll get to that in a minute. But there's a way for us to handle the crap deal. And a lot of this stuff right now about, you know, should we vacate the chair and others, whether you believe in that or not, I'm just telling you a lot of that probably isn't driven by the right. Some of it's probably being fostered and flamed by the left. Here, I saw this morning and made me think of this. Here's a guy named Michael Saylor. He's a crypto guy, really smart guy. He was given an interview and he brought up this same topic. He's like, he sounds like a really smart guy with the tech. He's like, man, this is crazy. So I'm telling you, they have the technology to divide us perfectly. He's like, it's weird. I find all these bots and stuff fighting with each other. Think about this thing before. What you just heard, the University of Cincinnati guy saying they're doing this on purpose while you're listening to this. Check this out. Let me ask you this. How do you know that person you're arguing with who you think is a Trump or a DeSantis guy? How do you know they're even real? I'm serious. And how do you even know, right? If you're a corporation out there and you got your social media manager comes running in, her hair's on fire. Oh my gosh, I'm the social media manager for the Dodgers. We're getting so much negative email because we canceled the nuns, the fake nuns mocking the Catholic Church. We better bring them back. How many of those are real people? The answer is probably none. Probably none. They're doing this on purpose. You just heard the guy say it. You just heard both of them say it. Break them up from the inside. You got to be savvy for this, to this stuff. And always keep in mind, our real targets right now, political targets right now, our targets are always going to be the ideological progressive leftist socialists out there. And you have to keep your political ammo for them. not for, we're killing ourselves, beating the snot out of ourselves here. All of your political attacks should be levied against them. It's you know what? It's so true. Guy just brought up a good point, Joe, especially for us who grew up in a different generation. He said you rarely see this behavior outside of the internet. Like when you walk into a store, like I'm Dan Bongino, right? A good amount of people know who I am. Not everyone. I'm not like Justin Bieber. But we go out. Guy's been with people know who we are.
Right.
I've had like two leftists in 10 years say something nasty. One in JFK and one in Reagan Airport. It's the weirdest thing. He's right. And you go online. I put up a post. Hey, here's what I have for breakfast. Like, I hope your kids die. Son of a bitch. Your mom sucks. And you're like, what the? Is this even real? I don't think it is, man. This is them. This is a psyop, man. And it's going to get worse with artificial intelligence. Everyone on the inside, it seems, who's in the know about artificial intelligence is warning us. This Joe, in limited circles, we'd call this a clue. Like, that's everybody right. Working on AI is like, hey, by the way, there's a downside to this thing. Yeah, well, what is it, Mr. Bag of Donuts? The downside is it could kill every single one of us. Oh, thanks for the warning. Almost everyone in this space is warning us that this is getting dangerous. Fox News article, next generation arms race could cause extinction event akin to nuclear war. Pandemic, says this tech chief, a nuclear war and a pandemic. What is the guy talking about? He's talking about AI and how it's an uncontrolled process. Here's why here's the killer line here, no pun intended, that AI is getting more influence in society because these AI programs are so good at automating things. This is what I've been warning you about. A lot of the talk about AI is talk about, well, will they launch a nuclear strike and break encryption, send a nuke to Russia, and then they destroy us? Possible. But I'm worried more about AI setting up 2,000-3,000 bot accounts like Saylor was talking about there. Get 2,000-3,000 bot accounts to attack some random guy on Twitter who voices an opinion that lefties programming AI don't like. Shuts them all down. Oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this. I got 3,000 people coming after me on Twitter because I said the Dodgers made a mistake. I'm worried about AI hijacking the water supply. I'm worried about AI busting up supply chains because they heard the supply chain for oil is causing a global catastrophe. It's going to end in 12 years. And AI says, well, I'm a rational maximizer. I'm artificial intelligence. I want the world to live. The world's going to end. So we need to shut off that oil pipeline. The tools for them to control us are getting more advanced. And the problem is on the left, you may say, well, Dan, the left's not going to want to destroy itself. Are you sure about that? Ladies and gentlemen, they are nihilists. They are nihilists. They have no alternate plan other than destruction. Nihilists. The root, the word annihilation. Here, this is what worries me. Would you guys see this one? Who sent this in the show prep? Is this Jim or you? They sent this article the other day. I looked at it. I'm like, this explains it all. This is why I'm so worried about these people programming AI and censoring us. New York Post. It's not funny, folks. This is the least surprising headline you're ever going to read. Left-wing extremism linked to psychopathy and narcissism. Oh, really? They call it the dark ego vehicle principle. According to this principle, individuals with dark personalities who are narcissists, they're in love with themselves, and have psychopathic traits, meaning they have almost no sympathy or empathy for others, are attracted to certain forms of political and social activism, which they use as a vehicle to satisfy their own ego-focused needs instead of actually aiming at social justice and equality, they told the Sci Post. It's so true. This is the lefties, sociopaths and psychopaths with grandiose narcissistic personality disorder. It says they desire fame, distinction, elevated social status, and high social importance. They strive for influential positions and social visibility because they want access to financial and other resources. Let me translate this for you, this study, why this is important and why you should be very afraid of these leftists. People like Joe and Guy and Justin out here, relatively conservative people, right? We believe in a meritocracy. We don't want anything from anyone else. We work to get a paycheck and we find value in that work. If anyone else finds value in it, that's fine. But man feels the need, good men to manipulate the world to make it better, whether it's cleaning toilet bowls or producing a podcast. Don't laugh. I use it because I clean toilet bowls. You're damn right I did, in the Key Food. Hey, when you're a new guy, you clean the bathroom. You can laugh all you want. Cleanest freaking toilet bowl you ever seen, because that was my job, because that's what I did. Had to stock the aisles too, but that was my job. And you know what? That led to some sanitation, better sanitation for the people in the store, and I made the world a little better. You can laugh at it all you want. I'm proud of my work, just like I'm proud of my work now. What does that have to do with this study? Liberals don't believe in any of that. They don't believe in merit. They're lazy bums. They are lazy freaking bums. They don't want to do jack shit and jack left town. And because they don't want to do jack shit, what do liberals do? They want social visibility and access to money and financial resources, right? So the only way to do it, they find, is in grifting off other people and taking other people down. The Al Sharptons of the world, the cat lady people of the world. They don't have anything else. They have no marketable skills whatsoever. People hate them. They can't stand them. They are narcissists. Everybody thinks they're a joke. So what do? They find meaning in their lives by attacking, demeaning, and taking down others. This is the modern left. Narcissistic personalities with psychopathic traits who find nothing but glory in the destruction of others, because there's nothing they can do themselves to add value to the world, because they're losers. They're losers in the technical sense. They've lost at everything they've done. And they take that rage out on you. And they have no emergency brake for their behavior. These people are very dangerous, folks. Very dangerous.